The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to St. Luke. Glory to you, Lord Christ. On the way to Jerusalem, Jesus was passing along between Samaria and Galilee. And as he entered a village, he was met by 10 lepers who stood at a distance and lifted up their voices and said, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." When he saw them, he said to them, "Go and show yourselves to the priest." And as they went, they were cleansed. Then one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back, praising God with a loud voice, and he fell on his face at Jesus' feet, giving him thanks. Now he was a Samaritan. Then said Jesus, "Were not 10 cleansed? Where are the 9? Was no one found to return and give praise to God except this foreigner?" He said to him, "Rise and go your way. Your faith has made you well." The Gospel of the Lord. Please be seated. In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. When you see the word foreigner in here, you obviously think of the band that wasn't Journey, right? I mean, that's usually where my mind goes, but maybe you have a more disciplined mind than I do. I always felt like I was catching up with everyone else when it came to the music. And now I might overcompensate sometimes. But anyway, here's where we are. With a real question about this leper, the Samaritan leper. Was he overcompensating? Was he standing in the gap for everybody else? Was he representing the other 9? What do you think? I think he was just doing what came natural. What was suddenly now natural. I think before this moment, before this threshold of divine encounter, I think his prayer before Almighty God was rather different. When he was prostrate on the ground, it was probably a pleading. And probably, that cry that comes from someone who's at the very end of their rope. And now suddenly, it's different. Suddenly everything has changed. The question is no longer there. The big question of why. Rather, this man's life has been given back to him in spades. And now everything's different. Now it's just this overwhelming gratitude that will be the frame on the rest of his life going forward. And some of you have been there. And some of you haven't been there yet. But here's the point I want to raise to you tonight, which is that this is where you're going. You're moving from pleading and questioning God's will and what's going on with your life and why isn't the manual working? You've done everything in the manual that was given to you to make life work, to make the proper request to God for your healing. Everything, you've followed the rule. You've done what everybody has said. You've listened to your counselors around you. Maybe someone in this room has been a voice in your life, helping you, trying to guide you through this moment, kind of like a friend of Job. But let me say, unless God explains your suffering to you, and that there's a reason for it, you're headed to your healing. You're on the way from pleading and questioning God to gratitude, to overwhelming gratitude, to a completely different story than what you've been experiencing now. Either God has a reason for what you are enduring and a message to deliver through it, like the prophets of old, or you're on your way to your healing. And so tonight I want you to be bold. I want you to cry out with us. Cry out and ask God to remove the burden of your life with us. if he hasn't explained it to you, if he hasn't told you and confirmed with his word why you are enduring what you're enduring, then you, my brother and sister, have a grateful future in front of you, a future that you will be grateful for, a different beat, a different song than the one that you're singing right now. So we come boldly to the throne of grace tonight to ask God for what we need in our time of need. As we enter into prayer, just take a moment to be silent, to ask God to reveal to you anything that needs to be said to him tonight. Sin that needs to be confessed. Anxiety that needs to be expressed. Clarity that needs to be transformed into trust. Uncertainty and doubt that needs to be transformed into confidence in him. Rather than your advisors, or rather than yourself, rather than what you've read. Tonight, as we make our confession before Almighty God, I invite you to renew your trust in him. And to be confident that you can ask of him what you need in this hour.